And people are stranded not just in Charlotte, but at airports all over. Some airports temporarily shut down, including Washington's Reagan National. NPR's Chris Arnold is covering the effects on the airlines.
With TV networks tracking satellite images of this swirling technicolor monster of a snowstorm, nobody can say they were caught by surprise. And airlines moved early to cancel flights. So that kept many people home shoveling out their driveways instead of sitting face down at the airport bar. Still, there are some not-so-lucky travelers, too.
We flew from Vegas to Dallas yesterday.
Jessica Wilder hasn't slept much because she got stranded in Dallas last night when her flight back home to Atlanta was canceled. One of her young kids is still holding onto his blue blanket.
It was a night in the airport for us. So it sucked. Really bad with two kids by myself. So yeah.
Daniel Baker is the CEO of FlightAware.com, which tracks air travel. He says, first, this is a doozy of a snowstorm, and it's really disrupting travel.
Atlanta saw 70% of flights canceled. Atlanta, one of the busiest airports in the U.S. and in the world. To see 70% of the flights canceled had a really huge impact on a lot of travelers, not just folks that were flying to and from Atlanta, but people who were connecting Atlanta to go to other cities.
As the storm moved north as the day went on, Baker says Philadelphia saw 70% of its flights canceled. The New York area airports canceled 60% of flights. Still, Baker says before smartphones, it used to be a lot worse.
You would show up at the airport and find out your flight was canceled and stand in an hour or 2 hour long line.
But now, because of services like his or the airline's own text messaging and email alerts about flight changes, things these days are working much better.
The travelers can go online and reaccommodate themselves on the airline website, which is a huge improvement on the consumer experience.
There's another thing motivating airlines to do a better job. A few years ago, some big snowstorms, one of which was also on Valentine's Day, actually, left people sitting on the tarmac for hours and hours, trapped inside of planes that never took off. And that helped to spark new government regulations. And so airlines now have to pay pretty hefty fines when they do that to their customers. So that's encouraging airlines to cancel flights and tell people to just stay home.
The cancels for today are up over 5,000.
Don Dillman is with Airlines for America, which is the airline's main trade group. He says one good thing about this storm is that it's been very predictable.
This storm, it's tracking pretty much right where the forecast models put it. And so what that does is it allows the various airlines to put together very good proactive plans.
Dillman says as a result, the more southern airports are already getting back into action. This afternoon, travelers were queuing up again in long security lines to try to get to their rescheduled flights. Chris Arnold, NPR News.